This Psychology Science Minute is brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Vanessa Melendez, Industrial Organizational Psychology Master Student. With frustrations in the workplace, how do you let off steam? Which kind of person do you choose to vent to? Although previous research questions whether venting is a functional coping strategy, people find talking with someone is a way to discharge emotions regarding an upsetting problem. Do the responses from listeners give them relief, resolve their issues, or cause further rumination and emotional distress? Management psychology researchers compared supportive listeners to challenging listeners. Do supportive listeners encourage rumination due to bypassing problem solving and confirming the venter's dissatisfaction by validating their feelings? Do challenging listeners cause one to rethink the issues better? To study which results in more distress or problem resolution, researchers engaged groups in bargaining tasks and measured negative affect in three varied studies. Results? Venting behavior at work is helpful, depending on the listener's response. In general, venters judged responses as most helpful when the listener questioned their feelings and helped the venter toward a better decision. When only emotionally supported, venters continued having frustrating situations. When frustrated, seek out a challenging listener. These listeners help venters rethink their initial reactions and problem solve. Be a questioning or challenging listener. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Vanessa Melendez.